got a few names that are circulating, but I truly believe we have to meet him. You know, we have to meet him and see what he's all about, see what his little personality is like, even if he's just a few hours or minutes old, see if the names that we have really fit.
I know you're on the road a lot, and I'm thinking when you're on the road, you're probably listening to a lot of music. Who's kind of your thing these days? Who have you kind of discovered? What's on your playlist?
Well, you know, it's a great question. It kind of goes back and forth between what I really love to listen to, obviously, as a fan of country music, and then what I'm listening to with my family. When I'm with my daughters, it's Disney. I mean, I can't get away from it. It's Frozen. It's Little Mermaid. It's Under the Sea. It's all that stuff. But if I get a few moments to myself and I'm hanging out with my band, we've got some great pump-up music, and we rotate between each band member what we're going to listen to. So, for example, if it's my day before the show, you know, I'll listen to like a lot of Garth Brooks or some 90s country. It really gets me in the mood because I love that stuff. If it's, you know, other guys, maybe Matt McKay, my cousin and my guitar player, he might play, you know, some stuff by Big Wreck. If it's Connor Riddell, one of my other guitar players, he's always going to like classic stuff. I'm talking the Eagles, CCR, Def Leppard. So it's really, really fun to have that eclectic taste in music to pump us up for our shows.
Wow. Now, speaking of taking you back when it comes to music, take me back to, I don't want to say the age at this point, but take me back to getting your very first guitar.
You know what? I got it at Christmas time from my Meemaw. So my grandma, and I remember that year writing a letter to Santa Claus. I remember that year telling everybody in my family how badly I wanted Lego. I wanted a Lego castle. I wanted Lego, Lego, Lego. That's all I wanted. And I come down the stairs. It's Christmas morning. I don't see any Lego, but I see a guitar on a stand. And I remember at that point being a little bit disappointed, but picking up the guitar, strumming it a little bit, trying to figure things out. And then it took me till the end of that day, and I'd kind of learned a few of my first chords. You know, a few of my family members kind of knew this or knew that, and it set me on this path that I would have never, ever, ever imagined or predicted that would be this career and this amazing life. So thanks to my Meemaw and thanks to Christmas time, I didn't get any Lego from the Sears catalog. I got a guitar, and that was the best gift ever.
Our question today for those tickets to see Brett in concert and meet and greet passes, what age was Brett when he got that guitar? 327-0955.